Forgive them, they know not what they do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Forgive them, they know not what they do. Jesus spoke this to the people who were so interested in crucifying him and putting him on the cross. It was an event that was part of a program that he had to tell the story of bringing the philosophy of the God within every man to every man. And as this philosophy was taught by Jesus and by all in his world, many things were done because people did not want that. They did not want such a simple solution to their spiritual life. And so they took Jesus and they put him on the cross and they made all of this halal about it, and Jesus just calmly said, "Forgive them, they know not what they do." At no time during this difficult time for the Master did he say anything to the people that would be deleterious to them, that would be against them, that would be about them being not nice people. He at no time said that they were right or wrong. At no time did he do anything except saying, "So they say. They say I want to be the king of the Jews, and no way, the devil offered me that, and I didn't bite, and I don't bite on that sort of a thing. I don't want to be the king of anything except myself." He said, "I've already got the Father within me. I've already got the divine presence within me. I've already got all this within me, and I don't need anything else." But it was a good illustration. Now, many of us read stories of theologians, we read stories of Bible scholars, we read stories of history, and we say, "Well, history doesn't report much about the life of Jesus," and they try to indicate that in any way that this is a fictitious story. Well, the story of every one of our lives is rather fictitious too. We are like a phantasm. We come and go, and we appear to be here, and we appear to be there, and we're really nowhere at all. And as we walk through life, we touch the lives of other people. We touch the lives of ourselves, and we leave an impact upon ourselves. But what sort of an impact do we leave upon life? What sort of attitude do we leave in our wake? As we walk through the pathways of life, and as a ship has a wake, what sort of wake do we have that follows us and shows where we have been? And shortly after we have passed through that part of the ocean, our wake is no longer there. And if a strong wind is around, it cuts our wake down virtually the moment we pass. And if we are a silently passing ship, we make virtually no wake at all, and the ocean is not the slightest disturbed by our presence or by our passing. As we go through life, do we make a wake? What sort of wake did Jesus make? Well, Jesus made the wake of teaching everyone to listen within. He made the wake of teaching everyone to be interested in their own life and not to pay attention to what other people say. If you and I could train ourselves to listen to the divine within only, and to listen to our God self only, and to listen to who we really are, we would find that we have the greatest adventure, the greatest experience that life could ever have. And whatever judgment others have on us, we say, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." And this is true. How often does a mother judge a child because the child is being naughty, where the child merely is trying to express itself, and the world in which it finds itself is so limiting it doesn't give them an opportunity to reach out and be a miracle boy? How many watches have children taken apart and not been able to put back together again, and to the dismay of their parents? But really, this is part of the genius wanting to unfold. And the genius didn't have all the facility that an older child would have. An older child would make a bigger mess out of it, perhaps. But in any event, it's a matter of forgive them, Father. They don't know what they do. As we walk our path in life, and as we walk along the way that we're going, what sort of person are we becoming as we take each step? What sort of person are we revealing as we take each step? Are we revealing a person of integrity, a person of purity, a person of magnitude, a person who can accomplish anything? Or are we being one of the crowd? Are we being one of the masses, one of the multitude? And as we're one of the multitude, then we just follow what other people say, and we become part of the mob. We become part of the mob scene that wants to go after things because it seems to be the present thing to do. The vigilantes of the world are the people who are acting without thought. The people who act with thought are the people who do not leave a destroyed world in their wake. They leave a blessed world in their wake. The people who leave a blessed world in their wake are the people who, like Jesus, said, "Forgive them, they know not what they do." And he went his way and did his thing. You and I can go our way and do our thing. We can live our life without having any judgment of what other people think or say about what we do, who we are. We know who we are. We are divine. We know who we are. This is the teaching of the Master Jesus, that the Father dwells within each one of us, the presence, the power, the divinity, the allness, the genius, the wonderment of all dwells within us. And that's where we should go. And that's where we should dwell. How much time do you take each day for your personal meditation? Jesus spent a great deal of time in meditation, even though he was a greatly aware person of his divinity. He wasn't necessarily advanced. There was no advancing or unadvancing. He was just aware. And each of us can be aware if we choose. And when we're aware, then we live with a heart filled with love, as the Master Teacher did. Then we live with a heart filled of, "Let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." Then we let the world be a love, an unconditional love of such magnitude, of such marvelous quality and wonderment, that all the world sits up and says, Wow, don't turn off the world, I don't want to get off. I'm happy here because I'm making this world into the kind of world that it really is. I am seeing in it all the good that's there, all the joy that's there, all the peace that's there, all the wonder that's there, just as Jesus taught us to do, just as every great teacher teaches us to do, just as every great psychologist, psychiatrist, every great philosopher, every great thinker, every great teacher, every great religious leader, every great theologian of every nature, they all teach. The presence is within. Go there and be at peace. Go there and be in peace. Go there and be peace. Have a lovely day. And read the Bible, like I suggest here, because those are the words that are there. And if you look for the words of love, you'll find the words of love. And if you look for the words of peace, you'll find the words of peace. And if you look for the words of magnificence, of unconditional love, they're there in great profusion. Enjoy now what the Bible really teaches, and who you really are. And know, my beloved friends, that above all things in this universe, from my heart, I love you. I love you. I love you.